The mystery of love. Love, difficult to define, is crucial to human experience. If you've felt it, you know how it is. Love is a strong force that can capture and overwhelm us. It might make us feel weak and giddy, light and happy, or even trapped and desperate. As humans, we all crave this thing called love, but we don't understand it. Love is a beautiful puzzle that no one has solved. People have always tried to explain love. For example, the Greeks identified four types of love. One of these was eros, which refers to passionate or sensual love. However, the Greeks could never agree if this included sexual desire or not. The evolution of love, from survival to romance. Many poets have explored the theme of love. For example, Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is about two lovers separated by their feuding families. Evolutionary biologists, on the other hand, see love as nature's way to encourage reproduction. Love is hard to define, which can be frustrating for those trying to find or keep it. However, we know that today, love is the main reason people form relationships. This is a new development. In Shakespeare's time, romantic love was not seen as essential. Most people were focused on survival and relied on their families and communities for food, shelter, and protection. Marriage was also about survival. For most, it was a way to build a family to help with farming and other tasks. Wealthier people married to increase their power and wealth and to have heirs who could inherit their titles and estates. In the West, ideas about marriage have changed a lot over the last few centuries. In the 1990s, many women started working and earning their own money, so marriage was no longer needed for survival. Nowadays, people usually marry for love. Sociologist Anthony Giddens says that Westerners now see love as an emotional enterprise rather than a financial one. Today, the relationships we have with our partners are often the most important ones in our lives. Darwin's unromantic approach to marriage. In today's world of social isolation, our romantic relationships are often the most important ones we have. Charles Darwin, the famous 19th century naturalist who developed the theory of evolution, had a very practical view of romance. When he was deciding whether to marry his cousin, he didn't consider love. Instead, he made a list of pros and cons. The pros included having children, companionship in old age, and sex. He also thought that having a soft wife sitting next to him by the fire was one of the best pleasures in life. On the other hand, the cons on Darwin's list included having less time, less money for books, and less freedom to travel. In short, getting married meant losing money and giving up his dreams of exploring America. Changes in relationship dynamics over time. Darwin's list shows that in his time, relationships were more about finding a lifelong partner who could care for you in old age, rather than love. Today, emotional connection is the main reason people get together, and romantic relationships are often the most important ones in their lives. For many adults, it's their only close relationship. According to the American Sociological Review, the number of Americans who say their partner is the only person they can confide in has increased by 50% since the mid-1980s. This increase in reliance on partners is due to greater social isolation. Many people live far from their friends, families, and hometowns, and many live alone. The 2010 U.S. Census reported that over 30 million Americans live alone, compared to just 4 million in 1950. Technology also contributes to this isolation. People work longer hours, often remotely, and mostly communicate through email and text. We spend more time on computers than interacting with real people. As a result, our partners now fill many roles. They are not just our lovers and companions but also our best friends, and often, our entire family and community. Humans and monogamy, natural or not? Debates over human monogamy are ongoing. Some relationship experts argue that lifelong partnership is unrealistic, suggesting people often tire of long-term familiarity. Naturalists point out that monogamy is rare among mammals, only 7% are monogamous. They question why humans should be an exception, given our biological drive to reproduce, like other mammals. At public talks on love and relationships, one contentious claim stands out, the assertion that humans are naturally monogamous. However, evidence suggests humans are indeed inclined to stay with one partner for the long term. Consider oxytocin, a hormone found in all mammals, including humans. Often called the cuddle hormone, it is released during moments of deep emotional connection, such as breastfeeding or orgasm. Oxytocin promotes bonding between partners and between parent and child. This biological mechanism supports the idea that humans may have evolved to form lasting partnerships. Oxytocin's role in monogamy. Scientists suggest that oxytocin plays a crucial role in maintaining exclusive partnerships, supported by compelling evidence. One study focuses on two types of voles, prairie and montane. These small rodents differ primarily in their brain's oxytocin receptors. Prairie voles have these receptors, while montane voles do not. Male and female montane voles mate, have offspring, and then leave their pups, going their separate ways to live solitary lives. In contrast, prairie voles remain together for their entire lives. Interestingly, when scientists increase oxytocin levels in prairie voles, they become extremely affectionate, almost to the point of oversnuggling. In the animal kingdom, some mammals are biologically inclined towards monogamy, including humans. While not everyone opts for a monogamous relationship, humans are biologically equipped to form long-lasting bonds with partners. Nature seems to have predisposed us to this. Emotional dependence in relationships. In many cultures, relying on our partners for emotional support is seen as beneficial for our well-being and helps us feel more confident when facing new experiences. However, if someone were to label you as emotionally dependent, you might react defensively. In Western societies, being dependent is often frowned upon. Society values emotional independence as a mark of maturity. If you can't stand alone, you're considered weak or immature. Moving away from our childhood homes is celebrated as a sign of emotional strength and readiness to face the world alone. This belief in independence also influences how we view romantic relationships. Excessive emotional dependence between partners can raise suspicions. However, being alone isn't always positive. In reality, it can harm both our mental and physical health. The importance of loving relationships. Removing human contact can severely harm a person. For instance, prisoners in solitary confinement often experience paranoia, depression, anxiety, hallucinations, and memory loss. They describe it as a living death. On the flip side, strong emotional connections have biological benefits. Research shows emotional support can reduce blood pressure, boost the immune system, and help people cope with trauma. After 9/11, survivors with supportive relationships recovered faster from PTSD and depression. 18 months later, those supported by their partners showed fewer signs of these conditions. However, many see love as restrictive. They worry it might hinder their freedom to travel or meet new people. In reality, a secure bond can be a foundation for exploration. When we feel safe with our partners, we can focus on pursuing our goals instead of worrying about our safety. Importance of emotional safety in relationships. Relationships can become strained when partners no longer feel emotionally secure with each other. Have you ever found yourself stuck in a cycle of arguments with your partner? Maybe it starts with something small like your partner leaving dirty socks on the bed or forgetting to vacuum the carpet, and then things escalate. These little annoyances might point to deeper issues. As kids, we all rely on our parents for love and emotional support. Many think this dependence ends in adolescence, but British psychiatrist John Bowlby disagrees. He spent his career proving that our childhood need to bond with our parents carries into adulthood, shaping our adult relationships. We shift our need for an emotional connection from our parents to our romantic partners. Attachment theory and relationship conflicts. Bowlby developed attachment theory, which explains why arguments over small things like dirty socks can lead to big relationship problems. According to Bowlby, these conflicts arise because we fear losing our emotional bond with our partner. We depend on them to be our safe and supportive anchor. When this security feels threatened, we try hard to reconnect emotionally, often resulting in arguments. Finding happiness in a strained relationship isn't just about romantic gestures or improving intimacy. It's about communicating openly and understanding each other's feelings better. Communicate fear or anger in relationships. Emma and Tim, a couple celebrating their 9th anniversary, had plans for a date set up by Emma. Tim, however, had forgotten about their anniversary and already committed to attending a party with his boss. When Tim casually brushed off his mistake and suggested rescheduling their date, Emma exploded in anger. She yelled at Tim, calling him selfish. Her fury was obvious, but what led to it was less clear. Fear is a natural reaction called separation distress, which all mammals experience. For instance, in a study by Jaak Panksepp at Washington State University, researchers found that when a rat is separated from its mate, its brain triggers a neural pathway causing panic. Relationship dynamics. When we feel disconnected from loved ones, our brains perceive it as a threat. This triggers physical reactions like increased heart rate, tense muscles, and high stress hormones. Take Emma and Tim, for example. When Emma got angry, she was scared of losing importance to Tim. Instead of telling him this, she blamed him for being selfish. This made Tim feel afraid of failing and being rejected, so he withdrew. This made Emma even angrier, fueling her fear of separation. This cycle continued. To break this pattern, couples need to express their feelings healthily. When you start feeling angry, calm down first, then communicate calmly. For Tim and Emma, this meant Emma explaining her anger came from feeling rejected. Tim responded by reassuring her he values and respects her, making her feel safe again. This restored their trust and closeness. Heal from a relationship takes patience and effort. Patrick, a 45-year-old business owner, sought help when his 10-year marriage with Anna was falling apart. They had moved to Anna's desired city 2 years earlier, and Patrick had even sold his company to spend more time with her. Despite this, Anna remained unhappy, leaving Patrick feeling hurt and confused. He described her alternating between intense anger and ignoring him completely, which he found unbearable. Patrick hoped for a quick fix from therapy, believing a few sessions could solve everything if he was just given the right words to say to Anna. However, fixing a relationship isn't that simple. Resolve relationship issues. When couples start feeling less connected emotionally, they often get into unhealthy patterns like demand withdrawal. In this cycle, one person tries to solve problems while the other avoids them, deepening the emotional gap. Eventually, this can lead to outbursts of anger. Feeling unable to communicate, they suppress their emotions, which is called the protest polka. To break this destructive cycle, both partners need to recognize their negative behaviors. For instance, Patrick realized he was dismissing Anna's concerns about their children and her insomnia, which made her feel neglected and led to arguments. Meanwhile, Anna saw that she would get angry without discussing her issues with Patrick, which hurt him deeply. By identifying these behaviors, Anna and Patrick understood how their criticisms and silence were damaging their relationship. Through therapy, they learned to adjust their behaviors. Their marriage wasn't perfect afterward, but they made it work by working together. Challenges in relationships after becoming parents. When Cindy and Dan became parents, their relationship underwent significant changes. Cindy often felt overwhelmed because she had to handle all the childcare tasks that Dan ignored. This constant tiredness made her lose interest in being close to him. Dan, on the other hand, also found the new situation challenging. He felt turned down by Cindy, which deeply saddened him. This sadness affected his ability to fully engage as a father. Their situation is quite common. Many couples encounter similar challenges when they become parents. Breaking out of these patterns can be tough, but knowing that relationships go through different phases can make it easier. Challenges in long-term relationships. Long-term relationships go through distinct phases, starting with the initial stage called the spellbound phase, where couples are deeply infatuated. As they become more dependent on each other, they enter the first commitment phase known as formal bonding. For those who become parents, the next phase is parenthood, followed by mature love. This stage begins when the last child leaves home, and the couple faces their future together. These transitions can strain relationships significantly. According to experts, one of the toughest phases is parenthood. New parents often feel isolated as they focus more on raising their children, which can reduce time for intimacy and sex. Cindy and Dan faced this challenge but found a solution through compromise. Dan adjusted his schedule to come home early a few days a week to help care for the baby, allowing Cindy time to rest. Later, when the baby was asleep, they could enjoy dinner and conversation together, and anything else they desired. Relationships, like the tide, constantly shift between harmony and disharmony. Couples who listen to each other and take steps to strengthen their bond in each stage of their relationship are more likely to sustain their love over time. Key points 1. Marriage has evolved from a survival strategy to an emotional choice based on love. 2. Emotional bonds and relationships can enhance well-being, while isolation can harm mental health. 3. Oxytocin plays a key role in forming lasting emotional connections in monogamous relationships. 4. Attachment theory explains how childhood dependence influences adult relationship dynamics. 5. Healthy communication and patience are essential for resolving conflicts and healing relationships. 6. Long-term relationships go through phases, each requiring adaptation and effort to maintain connection.